Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hey, thanks very much. Yesterday, Miss Moneypenny posted on our Facebook page the picture of me taking the ball out of the hole after my hole-in-one at Verde Golf Course yesterday. Music's too low, Moneypenny. Music's too low. Took it down too low. Thanks. Thanks a lot. There were about 70 or so comments on there, and most of them were congratulatory, you know, way to go, Bob, good shot, and all the rest. My favorite, though, was the one that merely said, fake news.
And now back to our regularly scheduled program.
That's today good. Is Thursday.
Yo, DJ.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Drop that beat.
Let's get this show started.
Slow down.
Yeah, hold your horses.
Too fast.
Too early.
I'm not awake right now.
Do you know what time it is?
I haven't even worn a watch since like fourth grade.
Do you know what time it is?
No.
No, please. Tell me.
It's showtime.
It is indeed showtime as we get underway here on the Thursday edition with yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the South. And here we are, the penultimate workday of the week. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here's how you join me and be part of the conversation today. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307. Shall we begin today with some Bobby Mack facts? Why not?
And now, 1063 WORD presents Bobby Mack's Bobby McFacts.
Thank you.
Today's top trending things you need to know.
Scientists have discovered the most powerful electric eel they have ever seen. They say it delivers a shock comparable to what Cleveland Browns fans experienced last Sunday. It's true. A 32-year-old man was caught trying to impersonate an 81-year-old man to get on a plane. However, alert airport security tripped him up by asking him to name the entire primetime lineup on Fox News.
Stop!
Yep, they had him stumped there. You can now take a slow-motion selfie with the iPhone 11 and prove they're not running out of features to justify the hefty price tag. They point out you can also use the phone to swat flies. So, there you go. You're now up to date with the news you need to know. By the way, I don't know if Jay Leno is just a funny, funny guy. You know, a lot of the people that do the late night talk shows have a team of, you know, 12, 15, 20 writers. But Jay Leno is just naturally funny. Now, get this. I guess this was last night. I don't even know this show. It's called Lights Out. And David Spade, another comedian, was the host. And Jay Leno was his guest. And he asked him about a celebrity story that had been circulating in the news. And listen to Jay Leno's answer.
Jay, do you miss talking about the Kardashians?
There was something in the tabloids today that Kanye and Kim are getting a divorce, which I don't believe.
No.
See, I don't think you'd ever leave her behind.
Now, you know, you can, okay, rim shot, all right. But that's funny. I'm sorry, but that's funny. What's not funny is the way the lamestream media continues to ignore everything that even comes into the same zip code near traditional American values. Yesterday, of course, 9/11. Just as he did last year, and we played this audio for you yesterday, during the reading of the names of the victims at the 9/11 remembrance ceremony at Ground Zero, Nicholas Haros Jr. used his time to speak to those in Washington, D.C. who fail in their duty to treat the day with the reverence that it deserves. So yesterday, his denouncement was of anti-Semite Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, Democrat Somalia by way of Minnesota, for her infamous "some people did something" remark about the 9/11 attack. It was a heartfelt and forceful rebuttal of Omar's ignorance and callousness that went unreported by the alphabet networks, ABC, CBS, and NBC, during their evening newscast. No mention of what Mr. Haros had to say, let alone actually showing him saying it. Those same networks either ignored her comments or went to bat for her when the story first broke. And while CBS Evening News and NBC Nightly News positioned their 9/11 coverage during the first block of their newscast, referred to as the A block, ABC World News Tonight punted their coverage to the very end of the program. This is ABC's World News Tonight on 9/11, 18th anniversary. Where's the story? Very end of the newscast. So some people did something, said a freshman congresswoman in Minnesota, to support and justify the creation of CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations. Today I'm here to respond to you exactly who did what to whom, Mr. Haros declared as members of the audience cheered him on. And in contrast, not only did ABC punt their 9/11 remembrance coverage to the end of the newscast, they also dedicated the least amount of time covering it. In all, ABC World News Tonight spent less than 2 minutes on 9/11 coverage. That was a few seconds longer than their hype for tonight's Democrat presidential debate, which they're hosting, coincidentally. What a coincidence. In contrast, CBS and NBC kept their 9/11 coverage in their first block of the newscast, though a few other stories popped up before it. NBC Nightly News spent 3 minutes and 1 second talking about 9/11 and the illnesses people are still getting because of their exposure to the toxins at Ground Zero. CBS Evening News had the most coverage of 9/11 and the fallout. They clocked in with a whopping 9 minutes and 39 seconds. They're reporting, covering a wide range of topics from memorial services attended by the president and the first lady and Vice President Pence, to the illnesses and to the soldiers still in Afghanistan. We still have about 14,000 troops in Afghanistan. They also spoke with veterans of that theater of operations and Gold Star families who lost loved ones there. But every day it becomes more and more evident that the liberal news media are no longer simply a megaphone for the liberals in Washington, New York, and Hollywood. The media are now out front. They are the standard bearers. They are waving the flag for the radical left and using their platform to push the socialist agenda. And that's why we here at Conservative Talk Radio feel an obligation to be able to tell you exactly what it is they're doing and point out to you factually how they handle these kinds of stories. It's pathetic that these network newscasts would treat a solemn day like 9/11 in the fashion that they did. Quarter after three here on the Bobby Mac Show. That Democrat presidential debate is upcoming tonight. We will give you the rundown, who, what, when, where, why, how, all of that on the way next here on the Bobby Mac Show on WORD.
B- Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, you know, computers are going to make our lives easier. Yeah, right. Beginning when? Wow. We just had all kinds of IT problems beginning late on Friday. Here we are Thursday of the next week, and we are just now getting our email back. And so there's a bunch of catching up to do, including deleting about 20,000 emails in there that were now dated from people wondering why in the world I never answered their email. It's like the old joke. I once told the head of our IT department here, hey, I just sent you an email to tell you that my email is down. I mean, it was almost as bad as that. Well, tonight, the third Democrat presidential debate takes place in Houston with former VP Creepy Uncle Joe Biden and Pocahontas Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts sharing the debate stage for the first time, having previously avoided a direct confrontation as a result of the random draw process. Democrat voters will see the current top three candidates, Biden, Warren, and crazy commie Uncle Bernie Sanders of Vermont, share the stage together, setting up the ideological battle in the nominating race between the more moderate and progressive wings of the party. Well, who's the moderate in there? Biden is so far left of Hillary, it's ridiculous. Elizabeth Warren and crazy Bernie both are operating out of the Karl Marx Communist Manifesto handbook. For most of the other seven candidates sharing the stage who have either failed to break into the top tier or have seen their campaign stall, that would be Beto O'Rourke would be the spear carrier for that. The debate will be another chance to inject their candidacies with much-needed momentum heading into the fall sprint ahead of the first contest early next year. So the debate will tonight be on ABC. And by the way, there is a football game, but it's the NFL used to have a deal where the Thursday night games would be shown on CBS and NFL Network. But NFL Network apparently is trying to divest themselves as much as possible from over-the-air TV. And so now they have put the Thursday night games only on NFL Network, which for a lot of people has a limited availability. I don't know if anybody really is fired up to watch Tampa Bay play the Panthers tonight anyway, but that's just beside the point. So the roster tonight, creepy uncle hair-sniffing Joe Biden, Cory Booker, Spartacus, Senator New Jersey, South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Beetlejuice, former HUD Development Secretary, Housing and Urban Development Secretary Julian Castro, just what America needs, a president named Castro. Kamala Harris, Senator California, Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, Beto O'Rourke of Texas. By the way, he's got new gun control policies. I'll tell you about that as we proceed along this afternoon. Crazy Uncle Bernie, Pocahontas, and businessman Andrew Yang, who, if you're on social media, you may have seen the other day that the supporters at one of his rallies were body surfing this guy. There's more on Yang as well that we'll get to through the course of the program this afternoon. Who is not there and probably will not be missed, and you may not have even known they were running, Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado, Montana Governor Steve Bullock, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio, former Congressman John Delaney of the People's Republic of Maryland, Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii, who, by the way, I mentioned when we were down at the beach last week, Tulsi had billboards scattered around Myrtle Beach, which I found interesting. Wayne Messam, he is the mayor of Miramar, Florida. Why are we now seeing mayors like Pete Beetlejuice and this guy, the mayor of Miramar, Florida? What makes these guys think they can accede from that office, where probably their biggest problem is worrying about how many swings and slides the recreation department should put in the city parks, to becoming president of the United States? But hey, you know, I get it. Your reach should always exceed your grasp, so go for it, guys, and lots of luck. Congressman Tim Ryan of Ohio, former Representative Joe Sestak of Pennsylvania, investor Tom Steyer. Sorry, Tom. He's spending how much money every day on TV ads? And he can't even get high enough in the polling to be able to make the debate. And Marianne Williamson, she is the self-help author, who, by the way, is really ticked off the left now by saying, you know, the conservative news outlets treat me much better than the socialist progressives at CNN and BSNBC. The people at Fox treat me really nicely. Yeah, well, there's a reason for that, Marianne. Figure it out. CNN hosted the last set of debates. They were in July in Detroit. First debate was all about ideology. Warren and Sanders spent the night answering to attacks from low-polling moderates like Delaney and John Hickenlooper, who since dropped out of the race and announced instead he's going to run for the Senate seat from Colorado. Both Warren and Sanders pretty much emerged unscathed. Second night, more bitter and personal. Biden, who had entered the race decrying the circular firing squad, brought opposition research. Harris saw opponents pick through her record as Attorney General of California. Even former President Obama was a bit of a punching bag when they talked about immigration. So those are your takeaways from where we are to this point, and then we go on with the debate tonight. Meantime, I mentioned this guy, Democrat presidential candidate and tech entrepreneur Andrew Yang. These guys are so desperate to try and get some traction in the polling and attract some dollars to their campaign. Yang, I mentioned the other day, had a video on social media of his supporters surfing him across the top of the crowd. Whee! Yeah, there's a great reason to vote for the guy. Andrew Yang, get this, said he would challenge President Trump to a game of one-on-one on the basketball court, vowing to, quote, school him. In footage tweeted by ABC campaign reporter Zoreen Shah last night, a reporter off-camera asked Yang, after he shot some hoops, which presidential candidate he would challenge to a basketball game. He said, well, he's not a presidential candidate. Well, of course he is. It would be Donald Trump, Yang said, because I would school him. Donald Trump is a couple months older than me. I'm 73 years old. How old is this Yang guy? Maybe 40? Wow. What a bold, heroic gesture on Andrew Yang's part. He's going to school President Trump one-on-one on the basketball court. Would he do any better than Obama? Remember when Obama was shooting free throws at the White House and he was like 1-for-21? And the media kept making Barack Hussein out to be some kind of ace basketball player. Donald Trump, oh my gosh, Yang went on, pretending how the game between him and the president would go. He'd just be standing there like, right. You know what this reminds me of? That great movie, Tombstone. No. Where Val Kilmer as Doc Holliday is talking to one of the guys, one of the bad guys. And the bad guy is losing at cards to Doc, as just about everybody did. And Doc Holliday says to him, he says, Let's play something else. I know. Let's have a spelling contest.
Oh, you can't make that stuff up.
I'd like to see a spelling contest between Andrew Yang and Donald Trump. 3:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side here on Thursday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 3:36 now. 24 before 4 here on the Bobby Mac Show on the Thursday edition. Catch up with the text line here. Bob, all of us conservative Republicans think Marianne Williams has got it going on. Laugh out loud. Yeah, she is the, self-help author, guru, and is a little, you know, she's a little out there. But she's in the right party. Bob, you referenced the movie Tombstone. I think that was Ike Clanton that was a challenge to the spelling contest. Bob, didn't Wyatt Earp outlaw open carry in Tombstone? Interesting. He did. Yeah, but, you know, that was a Wild West. Bobby, if the president, who is 6'3", played Yang, who is 5'10", do you think Trump would have to do anything but just stand there? Well, let's put it, I'd like to see Yang try and dunk on him, all right? Bob, the line from Tombstone, I'd like to hear addressing the Dems when the Earps were leaving Tombstone and Curly Bill says to buy it, to Wyatt Earp, well, bye. Ike Clanton that Doc Holliday was whipping at poker, a great movie. Bobby, what's your take on the possibility of Michelle Mybell coming in to be the savior for the Democrats at the end? Not going to happen. That would be a fool's errand. Zero chance. I mean, look, you know, they're busy buying their third multi-million dollar home. They got that big Netflix contract to produce more propaganda films for them. So why give that up? Bobby, what makes me mad is that the NFL made the Thursday night college football game stop because of ratings. Brian and Duncan. Yeah, and the college and the NCAA went along with it. College games on Thursday night were much better. You know, the Thursday night games in the NFL, they always get the dogs. No offense to dogs. But look at tonight. Tampa Bay Buccaneers against the Panthers. Is it a must-win game for the Panthers? In the second week of the season? Bobby, Mr. Yang should remember youth and enthusiasm is no match for old age and treachery. Absolutely correct. You know, Bob, every time Beto O'Dorke speaks, I feel like we all get just a tad dumber. I know. I feel like I lose IQ points every time I listen to that guy. Bobby, Houston, is that in Louisiana or Arizona? I don't know. Wait a minute. Bobby, and that's why Go Hike a Trail is running, just to feel good about himself. I guess. Governor Appalachian Trail. Bobby, Tulsa. Oh, it's Tulsi Gabbard. I think, I mean, it says Tulsa, but it's Tulsi. Tulsi has those billboards all over the upstate as well. Congratulations on your hole-in-one. Thank you. My second. They only came a mere 39 years apart. After all those lost golf balls, you really deserve it. You got that right. Bob, Pete Beetlejuice is still hanging in there? Yeah. Yeah, he is. He's doing everything he can to try and gain traction as well. But, you know, he's on a fool's errand as well. Bobby, Nat Geo showed a really good program on all the events leading up to and surrounding 9/11. Bobby, when music artists play a concert, why do they often wait to the concert's end or their encore to play their best song? Doesn't that dishonor the song? Shouldn't they lead off with that song? Your take. That's tough. Moneypenny, what do you think? You know, you go to see a big act and you know what their biggest hit is. You think they should open with it or should they save it for their encore?
I like saving it for your encore.
Yeah, I kind of do too.
I mean, sprinkle the hits through the show, you know, throw in some new stuff
so that
the fans can get, you know, pumped up for their new stuff too.
Well, yeah. And you got to go to the bathroom at some point. So when they're playing the new stuff, you can take a potty break. One of the best shows that I was ever a part of was a 4th of July show, a concert that we did at the old Three River Stadium in Pittsburgh, the station I was doing the morning show at, 13Q. It was our very first year on air, and so we threw a big party on the 4th of July at Three River Stadium. We had the Ozark Mountain Daredevils open the show. They had a big hit at the time with a song called If You Want to Get to Heaven. Then we had the second act was the Doobie Brothers. I think they did save China Grove for their encore. And the stage was in center field. And people could sit either in the stands or they could come out and they could sit in the infield, put down a blanket, or they could sit in the outfield grass, right? So there were like, I don't know, 75,000 people there, which is probably the biggest crowd that I ever appeared in front of to introduce the show. And as the Doobie Brothers finished doing China Grove, and I think they opened with Long Train Running and then closed with China Grove, as the Doobies' last notes were sounding, the stage began to revolve, and you heard the opening notes of Beginnings by Chicago, and the stage revolved, and they were already playing. That was pretty cool. And I believe they did save Make Me Smile for their encore. So, yeah, I kind of like the biggest hit as the encore as well. Bob, here is the scope of the impeachment inquiry written by Nadler. 1, no due process. 2, if no crimes are discovered, make something up. Yeah, I think you got it. And that's pretty much it. Bobby, how about this for tonight during the debate? Every time they say climate change, Russia, or Trump, you have to drink. I don't know. I'm not going to make it to the first commercial break if that's the standard we're going by. Bobby, any idea when the $1,000 bankroll contest is coming back? Thanks. Love your show. I don't know specifically. I think if it wasn't for all the computer problems that we've been contending with this week, that it probably would have started by now, but it's not going to be long. I know it's not going to be very long. Now, Bobby, what are your thoughts on Publix open carry? It's odd how so many leftists are super excited, but even if South Carolina was an open carry state, I'd still carry concealed. So it really doesn't change anything, just corporate cover, I would assume. Yeah, it doesn't bother me either. In fact, I probably should admit this publicly, but even places that have, you know, no concealed weapons allowed, no concealed carry allowed. Okay, arrest me, all right? There are particular places, especially where I am going to carry, places that have had incidents, shall we say, in the past. I'll get caught up with the rest of the text line here as well when we come right back. 4:15 here on the Bobby Mack Show as we cruise on here on Thursday on WORD. Welcome back. It's 3:50 now, 10 before 4 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Let me see if I can continue to catch up quickly with the text line. Bob, can you help me understand how the freshman congresswoman gets promoted judiciary subcommittee chair only to lambast Mr. Homan, the former ICE director? By the way, we'll play you the audio from that dust-up yesterday. Well, she is a member of that committee, and of course, the Democrats run the House, so there you go. Bobby, how do you find out what your social score is? We don't have social scores here yet, as they have in communist China, but that's what the left would like to implement here as a way to force you to go along with the politically correct fascist agenda that they're pushing. Bobby had to stop watching Designated Survivor, kept going left, that is to say climate change. Yeah, I gave up on it early on. Bob, I guess tonight we can witness if Winston can out-bad quarterback Newton tonight. I won't be able to watch. I don't have NFL Network on there. And a ton more of messages coming in as well. Where does this one begin? One of two. Bob, I carry concealed regardless of the signs. Yeah, me too. My take is if they don't offer armed security on site, the signs are denying me the right to self-defense and are therefore unconstitutional, from Paul in Five Forks. Bob, the reputation score on mylife.com is similar to a social media score. Yeah, to a social score. This stuff is crazy. You know, it's what you see in a communist regime like in China. Bobby, regarding carrying in places with no weapon signage, the signage requirements are very specific, and very few that I've seen meet all the requirements. Without meeting them to the letter of the requirement, they are null and void per South Carolina law. Yeah, they have to be of a specific size and have specific verbiage. And if they don't, Bob, so when you go to the shooting range, are you launching bullets or golf balls? I hate to admit this, but my skills in the weaponry department are rusty. It's been a while since I have gone to pop some caps on the shooting range, and I need to do that because it is a skill that will deteriorate rapidly. Bobby, I hear you. It's too much of a pain to disarm for signage. That's why the carry is concealed. There you go. Bobby, 13Q Jim here was at that concert you mentioned. Think I had a great time. Not sure since it was the 70s. Yeah, I got you. Bobby, Jimi Hendrix always said, leave them wanting more. Yeah, many in show business have said that. Bombastic, did they have Michael McDonald on vocals at the time? Great singer. I'm trying to remember, but I don't think so. Yeah, no, wait a minute, they did. Yeah. Bobby, about that second hole-in-one you had in your golfing career yesterday, was the windmill broken again? It was. I hate that windmill. Just wait for the windmill to turn and knock it right through. Bobby, the 9/11 speech by the man who lost his mom was so strong, loving, and personal. All should hear it for its power and respect. Bobby, I've been inundated with calls from U.S. Auto Care lately. The obviously Middle Eastern guy said his name was Mike Brown. I said back to him, if your name is Mike Brown, my name is Abdullah Mohammed. Click. Lots of fun from my Jim and Easley. Yeah, what was the old commercial? This is Peggy. You know, the guy up in the Arctic somewhere doing robocalling. And I think I just finally got to, oh, wait a minute, spoke too soon. I got a couple more that just popped in. Bobby, so in order to watch my Panthers, I got to pay to get the NFL Network and pay more than I already do now? Forget that. Well, there is a way around this, as we talked about during the beginning of the season. You can go places like Sling.com, SlingTV.com, or YouTube TV, and you can sign up for their free trial period. If you feel like going through the hassle of putting in all the personal information that you got to put in to sign up for the free trial, you can watch it that way. More trouble than it's worth to watch Tampa Bay play the Panthers tonight. I think that catches me up. I mentioned this yesterday, and I want to get to it when we come back on the other side, because we are getting very close to the end of this hour. The big debate tonight in Houston, it's going to be interesting to watch. Kamala Harris, crazy commie Uncle Bernie, and creepy Uncle Joe Biden. Now, Biden, as I'm sure you are doubtless aware, has been on another gaffe-a-thon during the past week or so. It's one constant gaffe after another. And I find it kind of funny because the people in the Biden campaign, and I guess I shouldn't be surprised, because if they're Democrats, they are sort of snowflakes by definition. But now their little feelings are hurt. Yeah, they're upset that their candidate is receiving what they referred to as sustained and vitriolic attacks, including from their usual lib friends in the media over Biden's gaffes. So, and this is pretty rich. We'll lead off with that. Planned Parenthood forced to admit in court to harvesting aborted baby parts. Could you be in a worse business than that? All this and more is still ahead here on the Bobby Mack Show on Thursday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.